get a good, strong start for this Monday, January 14th. The month is almost half over, Jennifer.
No.
And we'll have a lot of the discussion, the fun that you'll be talking about all day here on the Good Day program, and some of the serious issues, as well as Jennifer and Doug have our take on the news of the day. Britney Spears back on the market. Yeah, this has been an eventful few days for her.
The job market and the personal market. She's just at the market.
Right, at the market. So discussion about she and Jason Trawick, is that how you pronounce that?
Trawick,
who is that guy?
Trawick, he's actually he's an agent for CAA.
Ah,
which is
okay.
The Creative Artists Agency.
Yes, right. Jewel told us last week, and you were here, that she's represented by CAA as well. She says, I'll always adore him. Don't you love it when those relationships are over? But
yeah.
He's apparently not that exciting. We'll be great friends.
Well, what I heard is that she wants to have more children, and
yeah.
He does not. And
really?
That was the reason that they broke up.
Well, isn't there some discussion about her being pregnant? Oh, that's Jessica Simpson.
Jessica Simpson is pregnant, yes.
Okay.
I actually saw a picture. She tweeted a picture of herself with just a bra and panties on.
Mm-hmm. Really?
She's really pregnant already.
Really pregnant.
I mean, she's definitely showing. So.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what do you make of all of the discussion? Jennifer Lawrence, who's the young lady who was in the movie about, what was the name of the book and the movie?
The big one is The Hunger Games.
That's it,
and then
right.
She was
okay.
Just in Silver Linings Playbook, and she won a Golden Globe for it yesterday.
Right. All right, and we should go through the Golden Globes probably. She's broken up. Wow. I'm looking at all of these breakups and who's engaged to whom. Jason Sudeikis, who's he?
He's an SNL guy. He's from Saturday Night Live.
Oh, is
funny
he?
Guy. Yeah.
He's marrying Olivia Wilde. Isn't she she's very popular, isn't she?
No, there's two Olivias. There's Olivia Wilde and Olivia Munn. Olivia Munn is the one on Newsroom.
No, I don't know her.
Both
Olivia Munn.
Both of them are hot.
Olivia
both
Munn.
Both Olivias are hotties.
What is Olivia Munn on Newsroom?
She's
look like?
the financial girl.
Oh, she
dark
is.
Hair.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, she's attractive. I don't get to see that except if I'm on an airplane. That seems to be how you.
It's okay. There's only 13 episodes, so you can easily catch up. And they haven't started their second season yet.
Right. All right. So why don't you go through, if you will, a list of. We'll have some later on during the hour. We'll have some of the opening monologue, which is kind of cool.
I thought the girls did a great job.
I didn't get a chance to see it. So how about a Golden Globes? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, folks who are interested everywhere, Jennifer Horn has an exclusive wrap-up. Not really. The only reason it's exclusive because she's the one doing it, not somebody
right.
else. Right. 70th annual Golden Globes last night. Now, this is basically paying tribute to all of the various forms of entertainment, right?
Right. TV and movies, which is what makes it
music
fun.
Music, too?
Because No. Well,
music.
There's original song and such, but there's
okay.
not, you know, anything huge for music.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's go through, or why don't you go through? It was kind of interesting. Bill Clinton came out onto stage to introduce a clip. People love to see Bill Clinton.
They do. Yeah. I went on Facebook and Twitter yesterday and said, do you think what are the chances that the Hollywood Foreign Press would ever invite George W. on stage to interview?
I don't know, but I look around and this is a political comment. I wish Bill Clinton were still president, frankly.
Yeah, it was funny when Amy Poehler came out after Bill Clinton. She said, oh my gosh, it's Hillary Rodham Clinton's husband. Cute.
All right. So what's the rundown?
All right. So let's start on the movie side. And this is interesting because Argo was sort of snubbed by the Oscars, but it did win Best Drama last night at the Golden Globes.
Well, it was a good movie.
A great movie. Best Comedy, Musical, Les Miserables. Best Actress, Jessica Chastain for Zero Dark Thirty.
Hold on a second. Les Mis is a comedy?
Best Comedy or Musical.
Oh.
They have two categories. They have drama.
Les Mis was a drama.
Not a comedy, but it is a musical, so that's why it's in that category.
Okay.
So Best Drama, Argo. Best Comedy Musical, Les Miserables. Best Actress in a Drama, Jessica Chastain for Zero Dark Thirty.
Have you seen that yet?
Not yet, but I'd like to.
Yeah.
Best Actor in a Drama, Daniel Day-Lewis for Lincoln.
Right,
very, very well-deserved.
Yep, yep.
Best Actress in a Comedy is Jennifer Lawrence, Silver Linings Playbook. Best
What's that
Actor.
About? Don't go too fast.
I
want to ask you
this,
some questions.
Okay, sorry. I actually think that Silver Linings Playbook was very good, and I think you would like it. I do have a theory that women like it better than men, but I think because you're in touch with your feminine side, you will like it quite a bit. It's Bradley Cooper, Jennifer Lawrence, and Robert De Niro. And Bradley Cooper plays a guy who catches his wife in the shower with another man and kind of has a psychotic break. And he goes into like a little facility, and he comes out, and it's about him trying to win back his wife, but along the way he ends up falling in love with Jennifer Lawrence, who is a quirky and dark neighbor who just lost her husband.
Sounds sweet.
Right.
Yeah.
Best actor in a comedy or musical is Hugh Jackman for Les Miserables.
Back to that comedy stuff. My God.
Well, comedy musical.
I know,
comedy,
but why do they have why that category? Why not just have comedy, musical, drama? Have three different, because it's so inappropriate.
It is tough,
it's
but there's usually not enough musicals to fill a category, I would say.
All right.
Best director, Ben Affleck for Argo. Again, he was snubbed by the Oscars, but it's good for him. Best supporting actor, Christopher Waltz for Django Unchained.
Mm-hmm.
Best supporting actress, Anne Hathaway in Les Miserables. And again, she got a lot of acclaim for her role there. Best animated feature was Brave. Best original song, you'll like this one, Skyfall. Adele was there. She won for that one.
Yep.
And best screenplay was Django Unchained for Quentin Tarantino.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the television side, a show that I think that you and I need to start watching, Dougie, and that's Homeland.
Best drama. Actually, I have seen some of it. I've seen a few episodes, Claire Danes, but I didn't get that it's almost like a 24 show, in a sense.
Yeah, my mom says it's very similar to 24, and that's why I want to start watching it.
Yeah, right.
So they won for Best Drama.
What time is it on? Is it a Sunday night show?
You know, I'm not sure, actually. I think it is Sunday nights. Best musical or comedy was Girls. Best actor in a drama was Damian Lewis for Homeland. Best actress in a drama was Claire Danes for Homeland.
Yeah.
Best actor in a comedy was Don Cheadle in House of Lies. Best actress for a comedy was Lena Dunham in Girls.
Now, what am I missing here? Because I don't know anything about Girls.
Lena Dunham created Girls, actually. It's a story about 20-somethings kind of trying to find their place.
Yeah.
I've seen it a few times. It's funny. It's very graphic.
20-something girls or just 20-something?
Like girls in their early 20s.
Okay.
Trying to find their place in life, sort of. And actually, the other star of it, one of the supporting actresses in it, is Brian Williams' daughter.
The
newsman.
Yeah, got it.
Best supporting actor in a series, miniseries, or made-for-TV movie was Ed Harris in Game Change. No big shock there. The Academy gave a lot of credit to HBO. Best supporting actress, series, miniseries, made-for-TV movie, Maggie Smith for Downton Abbey.
What a great television program that
is. I need to start that, too, I think.
Yeah, we ought to watch that.
Best miniseries or made-for-TV movie, Game Change. Best actor, miniseries, or made-for-TV movie was Kevin Costner for The Hatfields and McCoys.
Mm-hmm.
And best actress in a miniseries or made-for-TV movie was Julianne Moore in Game Change.
All right, so that's the rundown. We'll have some Tina Fey, Amy Poehler stuff in a few minutes. The Clinton thing was an interesting moment. And if you have other moments you'd like to talk about, help yourself to 888-302-DOUG. That's the new call-in line for the Doug Steffen Good Day program, 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or to Jennifer at DougSteffen.com. Time for us now to talk about your cholesterol level, your triglyceride level, just in time, a capsule that you take once a day called Cardiol, C-A-R-D-I-O-L. This is a way, through the folks who have imported this from Italy, for you to deal with a cholesterol level that's unacceptable, a triglyceride level that's harmful and could affect your status to the tune of hello, goodbye, if you know what I mean. Bad numbers with cholesterol and triglyceride could be your one-way ticket out, ticket to the box, if you know what I mean. Is that too scary?
It's a little bit.
Well,
Monday.
But it is. Cardiol is really a multivitamin for your heart. So unlike a lot of the pharmaceuticals that are prescribed by doctors, I don't want to be on those things. Dr. Ken said, you know, my triglycerides are great. My cholesterol level is the number, total number is low, but my good cholesterol is not good enough. I get too much of the bad cholesterol, even with the right numbers. I take omega-3s and antioxidants like CoQ10 and resveratrol and bioflavonoids on their own. But you know what? That's all part of Cardiol, The 9 natural ingredients work together to reduce your cholesterol levels and help your blood deal with triglycerides so you're healthy, you don't have as much of a risk of heart disease. This is an evidence-based supplement, Jennifer, that's recommended by the FDA, and you can get a 30-day supply of this to try it free by calling 888-809-6424. I just, as a matter of principle, if something's free, I'm going to take advantage of it. How about you? Why would you, I mean, you pay a little shipping and handling and that's it. Why wouldn't you want to take something, try it out, see if it works, and basically the company is proving it to you by letting you try it free, having you, encouraging you to call 888-809-6424 or go online to cardiol.net/Doug, cardiol.net/Doug, and ask for your 30-day free trial or call toll-free 888-809-6424. Do it now while you're thinking about it.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete, free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
We thought a giant gorilla was the perfect mascot for the big deals at OfficeMax. But the gorilla they sent us is the size of a hamster and is too scared to come down from our ink display. He's about the size of the bonus $15 iTunes gift card you get for buying $75 or more of qualifying ink. And iTunes bonus is a big deal. Our gorilla, not so much. Find thousands of big deals at OfficeMax. Offer ends January 19th. Excludes Epson, OfficeMax, and ink refill. Limit 2.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
No. With our new Hit Card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern Time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new Hit Card at Discover.com.
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's inauguration later this month. President Obama will be sworn in with his hand resting on two Bibles.
Two Bibles.
Is that how screwed up Washington is now? One Bible can't get the job done anymore? We need a stack of Bibles? Is that how bad it's gotten? And for President Obama's inauguration, the Madison Hotel in Washington, D.C., listen to this, is offering an inaugural town and country package. Two people. It includes four nights, a private car, a driver, a social media butler, and the cost is $47,000. Unfortunately, the only people who can afford to spend that kind of money voted for Romney.
We're not going to get a lot of takers on that one. Major TV news yesterday. Meredith Vieira announced that she is leaving Who Wants to Be a Millionaire so that she can work for NBC News. Well, it'll be weird when Vieira says, breaking news, there's been a major earthquake in A, Canada, B, France, C, America, or D, Brazil.
All right, there you go.
Jimmy was funny. He and Jay Leno were both at the Golden Globes last night.
Really?
Presenting together.
Yeah. What is Meredith Vieira going to do at NBC News? Do you know?
I don't know. They haven't announced it yet, but she said that she's leaving to do that. So she's going back to hard news.
She was certainly a good host, co-host on the Today Show for a long time. People try to get her to go back again.
She's not going back to Today, from what I understand. No.
But the interesting thing about the Millionaire Show is that they tape five episodes at a time, and it's done one day a week. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't. It's not like it takes up a whole lot of time to get it done.
Right.
Listen. Who am I?
But you can't
I am somebody who's available. Anybody want to call for Millionaire? I can do
You'd
it.
You'd be good at it. Right. You can't do hard news and a game show, though, I don't
think. That's what it is. Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
I think that's why she has to dump it.
All right, so let's go back to the Golden Globes, the opening monologue with Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, who have some fun with lots of the movie stars and TV stars. Let's listen to as much of this as we have time for.
Good evening. I'm Tina Fey.
And I'm Amy Poehler.
Welcome, everyone, to the 70th Annual Golden Globe Awards. Yes! Those of you at home, I wish you could feel the excitement in this room.
You can smell the pills from here.
Tonight, we honor the television shows that have entertained us all year, as well as the films that have only been in theaters for 2 days.
That's what makes tonight so special. Only at the Golden Globes do the beautiful people of film rub shoulders with the rat-faced people of television.
Ricky Gervais could not be here tonight because he is no longer technically in show business.
We want to assure you that we have no intention of being edgy or offensive tonight because, as Ricky learned the hard way, when you run afoul of the Hollywood foreign press, they make you host this show two more times.
Oh, my gosh. It was a great year for women. It was a great year for women in television. Lena Dunham is a double nominee tonight.
Lena, we love your show. We are such fans.
But if they are forcing you to do all that nudity, you have to tell us. Okay? Just give us some kind of signal, and we will call child services. Or something.
It was a great year for film. Women in film, Kathryn Bigelow nominated tonight. Following the controversy over Zero Dark Thirty, but when it comes to torture, I trust the lady who spent 3 years married to James Cameron.
Of course, we want to thank our hosts tonight, the HFPA, for having us. Amy, tell the people a little bit about the HFPA.
Yes, Tina. Well, when left untreated, HFPA can lead to cervical cancer. However, there is a vaccination.
Oh, no, that's Amy, that's HPV.
Oh, I'm sorry. Of course. The HFPA is the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. And when left untreated,
no, they can go. She's kidding. There is no known cure for the Hollywood Foreign Press.
Anyway,
they were just cute and charming, I think.
Yeah, right. They joked about Ben Affleck and Anne Hathaway and some of the other.
And Amy Poehler got to sit on George Clooney's lap.
There you go. All right, so that takes care of the Golden Globes, at least for now. Back to more of the news of the day from Jennifer's Take and from Doug's Take. It's 28 after the hour now on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Every year, I share my list of resolutions for the new year for the travel industry. So let's review my latest list and see if we have any luck in making them actually happen. For the airlines, my advice is simple. Portable stairs. There's nothing more frustrating than landing early only to hear there's no jetway available. No more misconnected passengers, no more misconnected bags, and the airlines will actually save money by not burning fuel they'll waste waiting to get to a jetway we didn't need in the first place. For the airports, my biggest recommendation is a central de-icing station 200 feet from each end of the runway. Right now, flights have to be delayed so a truck can park next to the plane for de-icing. For hotels, I have only two words. Free internet. The TSA will benefit from having a copy of the airline schedules and actually reading it. And last but certainly not least, a resolution for my fellow travelers. Kindness, manners, and patience. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Now, let's wrap up this leaf blowing and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep.
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Never before has there been a nail hardener that requires no drying time. The all-natural herbal blends of Nails of Steel can help eliminate cracking, splitting, hangnails, and other nail problems with virtually no drying time. Nails of Steel is hypoallergenic and biodegradable, and is so easy to use you can keep it at the home or at the office. Just massage this rich, creamy herbal lotion over your natural or polished nails, and within the first week, you will begin to notice your nails looking healthier and strengthening.
My fingernails were always chipped, and then I started using Nails of Steel. Today, my nails are healthy and strong, and they look like I just walked out of the salon.
Nails of Steel is also used by men. Men work hard, and our hands can show it.
I used to have split, broken nails. With Nails of Steel, I can work hard, be rough, and still have strong nails to keep my hands looking groomed.
You don't have to be a female to want Nails of Steel. Everyone wants a good-looking pair of hands. And broken, chipped, and damaged nails can be painful. Go to nailsofsteel.com for healthy, manicured-looking nails. Nailsofsteel.com for the salon in a bottle. That's nailsofsteel.com.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Point this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Time is 33 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn here. In this hour of the program, we are aiming to inform you as to some of the things that are going on that may or may not be on the top of your mind. A lot of people heard discussions of the flu over the weekend and gun control and all that
sort of thing. A lot of the celebrities at the Golden Globes had the flu last night. They'd be glad we're not in that room, Doug. I mean, you had people sniveling and ew.
No more of that. It's not allowed here.
No. We're a flu-free zone.
Something else that's not allowed. Last week, we talked a good deal about the Russians saying that you couldn't adopt children that were from Russian parents. Now, over the weekend, there were thousands and thousands and thousands of Russians who were protesting in the streets against the ban on adoptions to the United States. Organizers called the demonstration March Against Scoundrels. Apparently, Vladimir Putin is a scoundrel. The Russians are beginning to wake up to what this guy is all about. Protesters parading down the streets in Moscow chanting, "Hands off our children, and Russia will be free." There's quite a protest movement focused on Vladimir Putin. The word shame was written in English. The rest of the stuff we're translating from the Russian. And you know that Putin signed the ban in retaliation for a set of human rights sanctions that President Obama signed into law last month. So all of the Russian adoptions have been cut off starting the 1st of January, and people there and people here are not happy about it. You know anybody who's adopted, Jennifer? Anybody in your life? Anybody you're friends with?
Anybody that's adopted? Not in my close-knit social circle, no.
Mm-hmm. Well, it just is an interesting.
But I know people that have adopted.
Yeah.
Speaking as adults.
I've adopted the Brangelina. Is that what they call that?
Brangelina, yes.
Brangelina? It's Brad. Brand. It's better. It's not. It's Brangelina.
Well, it's right. Angelina. So you got the bruh and the Angelina.
Ah, okay. Thank you for that translation. The Chanel number 5 ads featuring Brad Pitt.
Mm-hmm.
He got paid, what, $4 or $5 million, or was it $13 million? He got paid a lot of money.
$3 million for the deal.
$3 million? Okay. Uh-huh. He knew a bunch of Chanel number 5 ads. Now he has a new endorsement deal. The He's agreed to endorse Cadillac.
Yeah, I saw that. And making another $3 million for that one.
Right. So it takes about 3 days to do all these things.
Mm-hmm.
Bing, bang, boom, and you're done. I noticed Jewel, who was my guest in the studio in Stephenville, Texas, on, when was that day? That was Thursday, right?
Thursday, yeah.
You were not here. That was a good
conversation. I was not here.
She has a Cadillac. And a lot of people think that people who are, she's very Texas, however, and people tend to be a little more traditional, that is, drive American cars. You don't see many foreign cars. You see Toyotas, but you don't see much else in Texas, at least parts of Texas that I was in. I was in Stephenville, Brownsville, Brownwood, and I was in Dallas. And, it's interesting because I'm sort of conscious of that looking around, and there are nowhere near as many foreign cars, at least they weren't in that area. I don't know why I was conscious of it necessarily. I just was looking around. And so
I'll tell you, the Cadillac that I had, and I think I told you this on the air, Southwest had a huge computer problem in Las Vegas.
Yeah,
so when I was trying to come back, I rented a car and just drove home because it might as well, other than you're just sitting there hoping to get on a plane. Right.
Right.
So they gave me a Cadillac convertible, which I didn't get to enjoy because it was like 4 degrees outside.
Yeah, right.
But it was a great car. The Cadillac 200. Oh, yeah. I might want it to be my next car.
Sworn off at General Motors cars. I have been actually, when I rent, and I do a lot of renting this time of year because I'm doing a lot of traveling, I rented, although I did the Ford, I tend to gravitate toward Fords. I drove an Explorer. My friends at Vroom 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 set me up with an Explorer to drive from Boston to Dallas before Charlotte and I flew here from Dallas to L.A. on Saturday. And it was a good car. It was a very good, I was very impressed with it.
The Ford that I like is it the Escape or the Edge? Which one am I thinking of? The little SUV crossover.
I don't know. I think it's the Edge. Brendan, my son, has a Focus. He loves it.
Ford's products, I think, have gotten a lot better over the last few years. But this little, the SUV, I think it's the Escape. I think it's the Ford Escape.
Escape is a smaller, yeah, the Escape is a smaller SUV, yes.
Yeah, the SUV, and I absolutely love that car. And, you know, I haven't been impressed with the Ford product in a long time. This one could actually bring me back to Ford, which I like
been,
a lot.
I've had Fords for a long time, and I had but I've become a disciple. My daughter was teasing me because I'm driving a Chrysler 300. Now, that's what I've rented while I'm here for the next couple of weeks.
The best clocks.
Well, it's a little, all the plastic and stuff inside bothers me a little bit, but I think they're tight. I think I told you I rented a Dodge Challenger when I was here a couple of weeks ago and loved it. It was great.
That's such a boy car.
I would rather have that. They didn't have one. I tried to get one yesterday, but they had the 300. So, I'll take the 300. And it's a tight car. They've done a good job. Chrysler has, under the new ownership, done a good job. And I think I just sort of wanted to call attention to the fact that there are better choices, I think, around now. And I'm not sure that I think General Motors is the best of the choices. That's my point, pretty much. And also, how easy it is to deal with Vroom, Vroom, Vroom. You can check them out online. They're in my friends section at DougStefan.com. Really very easy. My God, is it easy to rent those cars from them. It literally takes you 20 seconds. You go to VroomVroomVroom.com. And you put in where you want to go, and then you know, what do you want from when to when, and you click to see what the possibilities are, and you're given hundreds of choices, and I always choose Enterprise because I like them the best, and bing, bang, boom, you're done. And it's always cheaper than you get anywhere else, so you may want to check that out, vroomvroomvroom.com. So Kate Middleton now has an official portrait.
Right.
The National Portrait Gallery in England has the Duke and Duchess. I guess that's a tradition. You got to have everybody in the family has to be on the wall. Is that right?
I think so.
Hmm.
I think we should donate a picture of ourselves to them. What do you think?
Right. Let's send it over. Yeah. Right away.
That painted and
send
sent
it
over.
Right over there. All right. So all of the winners from last night's Golden Globes are posted. If you haven't seen it or heard, go to DougStefan.com and you'll see it there in the appropriate play in the appropriate position. Better than place, right? The Super Bowl is on a lot of people's minds.
A big playoff weekend.
Yes. Were you impressed with the winner?
Actually, yes, I was. The Broncos and the Ravens game was probably my favorite because I actually like both teams.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, I mean, right up to the wire. And then the Ravens eked one out and they won, and that was a big game. And then the 49ers did well, and the Patriots kind of killed the Texans. Bummer.
Yeah, Houston. The people were asking, well, who do you think is going to win? And I don't know much about football, but it was pretty obvious the Patriots were the favorite there. Matter of fact.
Yeah.
Our poll today at DougStefan.com. Which of the four teams left do you want to win the Super Bowl? The Falcons, the Ravens, the Patriots, or the 49ers? Check it out. Give us your opinion at DougStefan.com over the weekend. Our poll, would you consider going to counseling to save a friendship? We had quite a conversation about this. The discussion on Friday's program about how much you would do to save a friendship. Would you go to friendship counseling? The latest trend and the expense of doing it. It was, I thought, kind of an interesting reality, frankly. So let's see here what the results were. 43% of you said maybe, depending on who the friend was, you might go to counseling. 24% of you said no, counseling is a waste of money. 19% of you said yes if it was my best friend, and 14% of you said you already had gone to counseling to save a friendship, which is quite telling. Yeah, I thought it was very telling. The discussion about Quentin Tarantino and the movie that is out now, this horrible Django Unchained. I say horrible because I think it's the kind of movie that contributes to the problems that we have with violence in our society. Awful. Horrible. I'm not interested in going to see it after having just seen the trailer for the movie and then reading the reviews. And then Quentin Tarantino, who is, you know, you were talking about how crazy Jodie Foster may be and Mel Gibson. This guy's crazy too, I think. Anybody who's that focused on that much violence is he's a menace. I think he's a menace to society, regardless of whether you think he makes good movies or not. Why do you have to have all this violence in it? What is it? It's so easy. It's so cheap. So he was asked, why are you so sure that there's no link between enjoying movie violence and enjoying real violence, by somebody who interviewed him over the weekend? He got so angry, he said, don't ask me a question like that. I'm not biting. I refuse your question. When asked why he refused to answer, he said, I'm not your slave and you're not my master. You can't make me dance to your tune. I'm not a monkey. Huh?
Hmm.
He was under the impression the interview was supposed to be a commercial for his movie, but the reporter shot back, well, look, this is a news program, not a film program. We explore serious themes. The two of them went back and forth for several minutes, and then the interview got finished.
Interview over.
Interview over. But is that legitimate? I think those are legitimate questions.
It's a legitimate question. I mean, his movies are always violent. Always.
Awful.
Yeah.
We're awful. Not bad, just awful. At least that's my spin on it. You can put the spin on it you want. As far as I'm concerned, I wouldn't go see one of those damn things if it was, I think I went to see Promised Land this weekend, the new Matt Damon movie. I think it's in limited release. And it was quite, Megan and I went to see it yesterday, as a matter of fact. It's a great story about an issue that a lot of people see. I was attracted to it. Megan knew I would be because of its agricultural theme. It was shot in a wonderful agrarian community in western Pennsylvania, I think southwestern Pennsylvania. A beautiful meat town, great farms, and a good story. So if you haven't, if you didn't see it over the weekend, just came out, you might want to check it out because it's a good story. Those of you who like good stories about rural life in America, farm life, I think you would like this very good story and a great lesson in it. And Damon, as usual, is very good. The woman who was in, I can't remember her name now.
Sounds like
Fargo.
Oh, Frances McDormand.
Yeah. Oh, man, does she look old. And
well, she was, she's not the youngest chicken around.
She just looks like she's smoked herself into some, you can just tell by looking at people what it is that goes on with them. Anyway, that's just my, but I think the story's good, and that's what's important here. Speaking of good stories, as we talk about health with regularity here and how it's important for you to feel good about yourself, because if you feel the old mind-body-spirit connection, Jennifer, mm-hmm. if you feel good about yourself, but you're, you know, okay, here's the story. I feel good about myself because, fill in the blank. I look good, I feel good, I am good.
Because I rock.
Yeah. But if you don't look good, then you probably don't feel as good about yourself. And one of the reasons you may not look good is because you have yellow stained teeth. So, how about if I tell you how to get rid of that look, those yellow stained teeth, with a product called Power Swabs. And the Power Swabs have been used by lots of people. We started talking about Power Swabs, what, 3 or 4 months ago?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people have taken advantage of the offer when you call 800-867-4089 and say you would like to try Power Swabs that Doug Steffen talks about. And because I'm listening to him, I hear you give me 50% off the retail price. And you will find that they'll say, yes, here you go. Whatever the problem with your teeth, you'll find them cleaned up rapidly by the use of Power Swabs, and you save 50% when you call 800-867-4089. Mention Doug Steffen, 800-867-4089.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's brown bag lunches every day.
It's picking up extra shifts.
And it's catching the bus to work.
You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. We know that college costs can certainly add up, and often students need to take out loans to cover these costs. But come tax time, you can get some of that money back. That's because the interest you pay on loans used for college or vocational schools is deductible. And this year, the deduction limit for student loan interest is $2,500. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get every deduction, credit, every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
We thought a giant gorilla was the perfect mascot for the big deals at OfficeMax. But the gorilla they sent us is the size of a hamster and is too scared to come down from our ink display. He's about the size of the bonus $15 iTunes gift card you get for buying $75 or more of qualifying ink. And iTunes bonus is a big deal. Our gorilla, not so much. Find thousands of big deals at OfficeMax. Offer ends January 19th. Excludes Epson, OfficeMax, and ink refill. Limit 2.
This is news from KillerApps.tv. I'm technology reporter Brett Larson. New tech coming from the 2013 Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas this week. Samsung's new F8500 Smart Plasma TV offers some of the best picture quality available for a plasma TV. It accesses online content and gives custom content recommendations based on viewing habits. The set can easily be upgraded so you won't have an obsolete TV months later. Lost house keys? No problem. Schlage's new touchscreen deadbolt lock offers keyless control using simple access codes, has a built-in alarm, and when connected to Nexia Home Intelligence, it can be controlled with any web enabled computer and most smartphones. The Dreamweaver XT by Brother is a new combination quilting, sewing, and embroidery machine with speeds up to 1,050 stitches per minute and industry firsts like the SoStraight Laser Vision Guide. You can tackle bigger, bolder projects than you may have ever dreamed of. Smart devices need smart Wi-Fi, and Linksys has expanded its smart Wi-Fi portfolio. The new Linksys routers, tools, and apps are delivering the fastest home Wi-Fi and make it even easier for consumers to get the most out of their gadgets. For more, visit KillerApps.tv. I'm Brett Larson.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Now get 39-cent color copies in-store, at self-serve, or online at staplescopycenter.com for pickup or delivery. Ends 126. Details in-store or online. Staples. That was easy.
Doug Steffen and Jennifer Horn at 888-302. Doug, study that was revealed over the weekend, Jennifer, something for us to chew on. As much as half of the food produced in the world goes to waste.
Wow.
Global
That's
study
sad.
By the Institution of Mechanical Engineers. The world produces about 4 billion metric tons of food a year. But up to 2 billion tons is never eaten. The study says retailers reject millions of tons of crops because of the way they look, especially fruit and vegetables, thinking that shoppers won't buy them. The institution is calling for a change in farming practices. Why? Change in farming practices? What are you, an idiot? This is a change in the way people look at things. It's like the ugly duckling stuff. You know, it's the same. It's just all about what you see and not about what you get. What a disgusting reality that is. 51 after on Good Day.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power cognitive supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Now 53 past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for us now to focus on technology. Lots of discussion. Did I actually get a review from you, Jennifer, after you went to the Consumer Electronics Show last week?
You did. Maybe?
I did, sort of. Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't remember. Well, I think you were impressed with things that go into the cars.
I was impressed with the cars. I was impressed with the 3D technology from LG. It was incredible. Lots of gadgets for iPads and, I mean, bendable screens, all kinds of crazy stuff.
Bendable screens?
Yeah, little screens that bend, sit in your pocket. Really? And your new device will have a bendable screen.
Wow, that's pretty interesting. All right, so anyway, Shelley Palmer, who is our reporter, he's always here during this part of the program to report on technology. He talks here about the new gizmos and gadgets from CES, and when, in fact, the question from a lot of people was, when can I get some of this stuff? Mm-hmm. So we'll find out in a moment from Shelley here on Good Day.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.E. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, the 2013 International CES is in the record books. There were over 3,000 exhibitors, over 20,000 new product announcements, and I, along with 150,000 of my closest friends, got a chance to play with some truly awesome consumer electronics. So when will this new crop of gear hit the market? Seeing a 110-inch Ultra HD TV set at CES is one thing, but seeing it in your living room is something else altogether. Ultimately, all we can do is wait. We'll wait to see self-driving cars on the road, and it may also be a while before some of the most interesting biometric monitoring gadgets hit the market. One thing you can be sure of, there will be dozens of new smartphones, phablets, and tablets coming very soon. It's a relentless cycle of new products that will lead us right back to CES next year. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer and check out ShelleyPalmer.com to read my 2013 International CES wrap-up. For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
The share button. A lot of people abuse it, posting stuff like, my cat's 3 years old today. So show them the beauty of not sharing and send them to Taco Bell for the new 99-cent loaded grillers. Appetizer tastes of wings, skins, or beefy nachos, grilled and hand-rolled for you and only you. Keep some things for yourself and live Mas. At participating locations for a limited time. Prices may vary, tax extra.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
It's ironic. Sometimes technology makes life more complicated. Take your TV, for example. How many remote control devices does it take to change a channel? GEICO, on the other hand, makes technology work for you. Your laptop, smartphone, tablet. No matter what device you have, no matter where you are, you're never more than a click or call away from GEICO. It really is as simple as that.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Jennifer, a lot of people are talking about the death of Aaron Swartz, who was the computer programmer who helped change the face of the Internet. He was found dead in his apartment. At age 14, he helped create RSS, which allows you to get more online information. He was arrested on federal charges in 2011. You know the story behind the story with this?
I don't, actually. I didn't know he was arrested.
Yeah, you might check it out. People want to know more about this. His parents blamed MIT and the state of Massachusetts and the feds for this. So something to talk about here on Good Day.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Because Mike switched to GEICO and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand. Firmly, for a solid 3 seconds. But it can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to GEICO, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
GEICO. 15 minutes.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.